Senate Bill 250, an act to provide that taking money or property from patients or inmates by certain institution employees constitutes theft.
Senate Bill 250 has had its second reading, is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks?
Madam President.
Senator Boak.
Thank you, Madam President. Well, Senate Bill 250 is pretty straightforward on its face. It simply is changing a public policy in South Dakota to say that those that are in charge of inmates or patients cannot borrow money in excess of $5 from those that they supervise. For those of us on the outside world, $5 doesn't seem like a lot, but the amount of $5 for someone who's making 25 cents an hour is an extremely large amount of money. And as such, not to mention the fact that those that are in charge wield, much in the same way as an employer does over any employee, a certain amount of control and intimidation that cannot be overcome by those that feel that they have no choice but to agree to such a request. Now, I know that there's an amendment on your desk. After discussing with the Department of Corrections, I want all of you to know that we, although would prefer to see this bill pass with a Class 6 felony, we would acquiesce and agree that the criminal charge be changed down to a Class 1 misdemeanor. But certainly, I think we should all agree that those that are in charge of people like this should not be taking money by force or taking money by force under the guise of it being a loan. With that, I would ask that you support Senate Bill 250.
Further remarks on Senate Bill 250. Senator
Madam President.
Thank you, Madam President, ladies and gentlemen. I think Senator Boak has addressed this pretty well, and it is a step making it a Class 6 felony. And as a person looks at this, you're looking at takes, borrows, accepts, or steals. And the other part of the bill that bothers me with the Class 6 felony in it is the fact that we're taking in part-time individuals, we're taking in volunteer workers, and we're including individuals who are under contract with the state. So, Madam President, with that, I have a motion at the desk.
Motion.
I would waive the reading. Everybody should have a copy.
Does any member object to the waiving of the reading? Is there a second?
Aye.
Remarks on the Moore motion to amend.
Thank you, Madam President. What this amendment will do is, on line 5 of the bill, we will delete accepts. Many times when you get into particularly the human services, individuals have went through a treatment program, and they're released, many times are so thankful for the help that individuals have given them that they give a bouquet of flowers or some gift of gratitude. So therefore, I don't think it would be appropriate to make a criminal out of an individual for accepting a gratuity that was offered to them. And I don't think that we really want to put these people in prison for 2 years on a Class 6 felony. That's the other part of this. We change it from a Class 6 felony down to a Class 1 misdemeanor. I would suggest to this body that the Department of Corrections and the Human Services both have policies in place that would take care of these employees as well. I mean, they're going to lose their job. It's as simple as that. And they're going to be charged with a Class 1 misdemeanor. And that in and of itself, I think, is enough penalty here in this particular case. So I would urge you to adopt the amendment and then go on and pass the bill. Thank you, Madam President.
Further remarks on the Moore motion to amend Senate Bill 250. Further remarks on the Moore motion to amend. Hearing none, the question before the Senate is the Moore motion to amend Senate Bill 250. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. That motion carries. Further remarks on Senate Bill 250 as amended. Senator Koskin.
Thank you, Madam President. I have a motion at the desk. It hasn't been passed out. I just handed it up to the desk if you'd read it.
Motion.
Senator Koskin moves that Senate Judiciary engrossed bill, Senate Bill 250. Be amended as follows: on page 1, line 5 of the printed bill, delete borrows, comma, accepts.
Is there a second? Discussion on the Koskin motion to amend.
Sorry. Madam President.
Senator Koskin.
Thank you, Madam President. Well, there's just a, I understand what Senator Bogue is trying to do, and I agree with that, but I do have a concern with the individuals that may try to set somebody up. It's different if you can prove that they actually stole or took for personal benefit, but I can see the situation where an inmate may have, for example, a little transistor radio, and the ball game is on, and he hands it to one of the guards or one of the janitorial staff. They probably don't janitorial staff, but somebody in the prison system, and then they get turned in. And the law is the law. If they've accepted it or if they've borrowed it, it's a class one. Now it would be a class one misdemeanor. I understand and I agree with Senator Bogue what he's trying to do, but I think the inmates are crafty enough that they can probably get somebody that they have a grudge with, they can get a class one. I guess I'm just going to propose that as an amendment. I think it's appropriate. I think that you can probably prove intent for taking or stealing, and then they would be eligible for a class one misdemeanor. But I think that we're setting our people in the prison system that are trying to do a job there up for additional abuse if we pass it the way it's proposed.
Further remarks on the Koskinen motion to amend? Senator Bogue.
Thank you, Madam President. Well, ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, I thoroughly respect Senator Koskinen, and I know what he's trying to do, but let me tell you folks, this is going to gut this bill. The entire crux of this argument is simply one that we have people who are in a position of authority over those who have absolutely no ability to counteract the requests of those that are in charge. And whether or not there are going to be attempts by inmates, I cannot question that, because there are, we look at the realm of possibility and anything's possible. But I think we have an obligation as a state through our public policy to set our employment practice and say to those people that we hire in these roles to set an employment practice to say, look, folks, you're in a position of authority. You don't accept anything. You don't take anything. You don't borrow anything. If they're properly trained as employees, they will do none of the three. Certainly we agree that if they're taking by force, that's one thing. But taking by force in this situation includes accepting or borrowing. As I said, $5 to us on the outside is a piddly amount of money, and that's true. But for someone that's is in a patient situation or an inmate situation who's making very little money per hour, you know, the assets that they do have and the ability to stand in that position and tell the guard no, they're not in a co-equal position in that situation. So I strongly encourage you to resist this motion, go on to pass the bill as amended, and set a public policy that we can stand firm on in South Dakota.
Senator Moore.
Thank you, Madam President. I would concur with what Senator Bogue has said. I think the bill is in very good shape now. I think that if we amend this bill any further, we're going to water it down to the point where it means absolutely nothing. So I would urge you to resist the motion to amend and then go on and pass the amended bill. Thank you.
Further remarks on the Koskinen motion to amend? Senator Koskinen.
Yeah, just for explanation, when I handed that amendment in, I went off the Senate Judiciary Committee and gross bill, but Senator Moore, I think, had already taken out the accepts. Is that right? So, in effect, it would just take out the borrow. This accept has already been amended out of the bill, so this would just leave the borrow portion. Is that right? Would that be right?
Would you restate that, Senator, please?
The amendment would effectively just remove borrows from the bill, because it had been previously amended to take out the accepts.
On page 1, line 5 of the printed bill, delete borrows.
Is that an amendment to his motion? So I'm leaving borrows.
If there's any questions about that, I mean, that just takes out the borrows, but just trying to get the technical end of it right.
All right. So, Senator, to paraphrase your amendment, you are leaving, you are deleting borrows. All right. The Senator Koskinen motion to amend is to delete borrows. Senator Whiting.
Well, just a question for Senator
Koskinen. State your question.
So, Senator Koskinen, are you telling me that if I was an employee at one of the state institutions, approached one of my patients, perhaps who was not as mentally sharp as it might be, and perhaps that's the reason they're there, and said, Susie, gee, do you mind if I borrow your radio for the weekend? I don't get paid until next Monday. Do you think you could loan me $10 for the weekend? You would permit that?
Senator Koskinen.
Thank you. Thank you for that question. Helps clarify. I think this would even not just in the Health and Human Services, but also in corrections. And the way I read this, now maybe I'm reading this wrong, but it could be in the prison system. It could be within the walls. And I just have my kids are playing ball that afternoon, and it's on the radio, and I want to borrow that radio for, you know, the afternoon. It might have a headset. I see somebody's got a headset there, and I want to borrow it for 2 hours. And I think somebody could be set up. That's my concern, is somebody could be set up. And I think that's a concern I have, not for somebody taking something off the property, but somebody with inside the walls.
If I might continue, Madam President.
Well, members of the body, I think the point here is, and I think it's pretty obvious, that the people we're talking about are a class of people who are particularly vulnerable. Vulnerable because they are in the custody of the state, vulnerable because their mental capacities might be limited, vulnerable because they are under the control or influence of individuals such as we're discussing who might indeed seek to take advantage of them. So I think they do need this particular kind of protection, and I think borrowing is key. I think it would be very difficult to prove that they stole the radio. They could come back and say, well, Mary said that she was going to loan it to me so I could listen to my son's football game over the weekend. It's very hard to contradict that. So we need the borrowing in there. It's an escape hatch which is too wide open, and it shouldn't be a privilege at any rate of those people who have this particular responsibility to almost by definition vulnerable people in their care. So I would urge you to reject the proposed amendment.
Further remarks on the Koskinen motion to amend, Senator Huttmacher.
I would call the previous question.
The question's been called. Those in favor of calling the question say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. The question's been called. The question before the Senate is the Koskinen motion to amend Senate Bill 250. Those in favor of the Koskinen motion to amend say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. The motion fails. Further remarks on Senate Bill 250 as amended. Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final consideration of Senate Bill 250 as amended. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers?
Aye.
APA?
Aye.
Bogue?
Aye.
Rose?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Dugard?
Aye.
DeHuick?
Aye.
Dennard? Dietrich Larry,
aye.
Dietrich Elmer,
aye.
Drake, Duxbury,
aye.
Everest,
aye.
Greenfield,
aye.
Hagen, Hangey, Ham, Huttmacher, Cleven,
aye.
Ketzel,
aye.
Koskinen,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McCracken,
aye.
McIntyre,
aye.
Moore,
aye.
Munson,
aye.
Olson,
aye.
Putnam,
aye.
Reedy, Staggers,
aye.
Sutton,
aye.
Simmons,
aye.
Vitter,
aye.
Valesky,
aye.
Whiting,
aye.
Senator Brown, Senator Brown, Senator Drake, Senator Drake, Madam President, ayes 32, nays 1, excused 2.
Senate Bill 250 has received a majority vote of the members elect and is declared passed. We-